for you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything, 855-450-FREE. Also, still to come here tonight, the Bearcat story that we've been talking about quite a bit over the last few weeks, and this program has hit national. It made it to the Huffington Post today. I guess you could call that international, and it's a pretty popular website. And we'll tell you more about about Radley Balco's article, which is fantastic on this issue. So that's still to come here. But Zach is on the line in Minnesota. And, Zach, you called in toward the end of the last hour. We didn't really get a chance to get around to what you wanted to really talk about. So go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, I'll jump right into it. I just wanted to... I've got another one of my libertarian conundrums for you.
Okay, sure.
I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, so let me see if I get this straight. Would any of the three of you support 100% open borders? Anyone come and go to this rock as they please?
Well, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that anyone who has property, who wants to have people come on their property, should be able to do that. I mean, obviously, in an ideal liberty-oriented world, we would have no public property whatsoever. It would all be privately owned and operated. And so, therefore, private property owners should be able to decide who they allow on or off their property.
I think to strike the root, borders are a product of a governmental tyranny, a regime, if you will. And they're imaginary, for one. Now, if you're talking about private property, as in the property that you own as a landowner, a homeowner, whatever it may be, that's, you know, you can definitely allow whoever you want to come on your property, but you can also disallow individuals, certain individuals or whatever, from your property as well.
I would say that there are steps to be taken from here to there. I believe that, philosophically, that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries, if such a thing exists, freely. Otherwise, you don't have free people or free countries.
All right. Well, the next part of my scenario here is, what say you to epidemics on another landmass such as Asia? I mean, we can start with maybe bird flu, but even, you know, go so far as, polio still exists in certain parts of the world.
Barely.
Say a major epidemic breaks out, what's to stop people who may be carriers of a disease spreading it to other landmasses because they flock to where they think it's safe?
What has stopped it so far?
I guess I'm not sure.
Nothing is the answer. The answer is that I haven't heard yet of a single epidemic being stopped by anything that the government has done. So therefore, if one would claim that we need to have borders in order to secure the country, the last organization that you would want to have in charge of it is a ponderously slow, ineffective, and unaccountable organization like the government.
Well, can
right?
you imagine what it would be like if they had to swab everyone's mouth or something, or take a blood sample?
That's what they should do.
Before you can even cross the Mexican border, the Canada border?
Every border. People coming in and going out of the country. I don't care
people
if they're
going to
the Bahamas.
People coming into ports, coming out of the coming on boats.
Frankly, you need to be able to isolate this stuff into states. I mean, nobody should be able to get on a plane without taking a full physical.
Yeah,
that's what kind of crazy talk we're talking about here in stopping these things from getting here.
Yeah, it's personal responsibility. Like anything, you are personally responsible for your own safety and well-being. There's no one else that should be responsible for you taking care of yourself. So to ask that sort of question sort of implies that someone else should be responsible for protecting you from the epidemic, when in fact you need to protect yourself, and you need to take steps in order to protect yourself from this. And maybe that means you don't go into work today because you interact with people who might have the epidemic. Or there might be a whole range of situations.
One of the complaints about illegal aliens is that they're bringing drug-resistant tuberculosis across
leprosy.
The border.
Leprosy.
And leprosy. Now, I believe the drug-resistant TB, but I believe that there's probably some here already. I don't believe the leprosy crap, but maybe there's a couple of isolated incidences. However, the complaint really outlines the futility of the whole idea of making somebody an illegal alien anyway, because the government wouldn't let these people in, so therefore they snuck across the border anyway. 20 million people are in this country illegally, and the government has been ineffective in stopping them, preventing them, or kicking them out.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it should be the government or that they're even effective, because as you know, I'm just not a big subscriber to the state. I would like to see any alternative possible. I'm just at a loss as
giant,
to what that would be.
Giant overlord robots.
Now, how about you just get together with your
they
community?
They can squash everybody who has
your
a bad
neighbors. How about you have an interaction with your neighbors and your community members or whoever lives around you and has a vested interest in your community being healthy and protected, and get together and actually talk to them about what's going on, talk to them about situations and how to deal with emergencies. Like, let's say a neighbor has a fire and you all want to meet at your house because, you know, it's a safe house, whatever, or you have food and blankets, or, you know, those sorts of things. If there was more interaction amongst individuals who live amongst each other instead of just burying yourselves in internets.
I don't see how that has any effect on this. I mean, people are going to get sick anyway, and, you know, whether they've got polio, drug-resistant tuberculosis, or the avian flu, they're going to travel, and I don't think there's anything you can do about it, because there's nothing being done about it.
Well, I think JJ's, you know, right. It's certainly a good thing to know your neighbors.
It's
but
a
I agree
good
with
idea,
my,
but what's that have to do with disease?
Right, I'm not sure what that has to do with communicable disease.
I think that has to do with, like, let's say everybody on your block doesn't have, or your neighborhood isn't infected, your city isn't infected, whatever. You talk amongst each other, and you know, if an individual is, if there's some questions, it isn't just one person making a decision about, oh, well we can't allow this one person, you know, I disagree with this person coming because they might have the disease, they flew on a plane, blah blah blah. And it becomes less of a panic situation when everybody sort of has an idea of what can happen, what can go on, and there's communication. When you're simply relying on all your communication to come down from the emergency networks and the government and
on your cell phone, your text message.
Exactly. If you're relying simply on the government to provide you with emergency alert information, then you're kind of hamstringing yourself. You should develop a community sort of alert situation of your own. Have your own private market solution to this problem by communicating with your neighbors and building sort of situational, I guess, responses that the community is all cool with.
I would say odds are good if the Black Plague comes back. A lot of people are just going to die, and there's not much that we're going to be able to
do. I think about that's really the answer. I mean, the fact is that you can, you know, it's like the global warming conundrum. It's like, okay, so the globe's warming. What are you going to do about it? Well, we'll get a big government program. We'll build giant whatevers, and you're not going to do anything.
Carbon
about
credits.
It. I mean, you know,
and Bearcats.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, and this is even a farther bugaboo. You're never going to be able to stop diseases from spreading. I mean, I suppose that you could send out an alert that says, hey, such and such is happening, all airlines should suspend traffic. But I don't know, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't, and maybe it'll do some good, and maybe it won't. I mean, AIDS got here. Everything's moving around. Mad cows here, whatever.
One thing's for sure, unless you want to completely restrict people's freedom of movement, as we mentioned before, with, you know, mouth swabs, blood samples, and total control at the, you know, every possible entry point, which is, you know, insane and would completely destroy any commerce that was happening between countries, because commerce requires people to cross those borders to bring products over from one point to another. That would completely destroy commerce, therefore harm the economy, I mean, in a far greater way than, you know, the risk, the paranoia, essentially, is what we're talking about, of something happening. I mean, basically, the government out there putting forth this idea that we need to have border controls because of some communicable disease is just appealing to people's fear. I mean, it's a fear-mongering, paranoid basis of increasing the level of control over people, which in reality will, of course, do nothing. It'll just be a theater. It'll be another form of theater. It'll be another form of security theater, because reality is we need products to cross the border so we can have an economy that functions. And without that, you know, we're going to have a really bad time.
Yep.
Zach, I hope that helped. Thanks.
I think the news and the government are good at providing panic news, panic situational sort of fear-mongering. And if you rely on that for your information, you're going to just get swept up in that fear.
Yep. Just live your life and try not to worry about, you know, epidemics, because there's no point in worrying about it. I mean, I suppose you could walk around with a mask on at all times and be really paranoid and stay in your home. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. What's, is that an enjoyable life?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. I invite you to the website, freetalklive.com, is where you can go. You can enjoy the various features you will find there, and they're free. Stuff like our archives and the, of course, you can go back all the way to as late as early as 2006, way back. All of it totally free at freetalklive.com.
You don't buy your gold and precious metals from those big hustlers out there. I mean, when I went and tried to buy from one of these companies, all the sales guy did was try to divert me from getting the gold that I wanted to have and invest in, and get me to get some numismatics. They make it very difficult to comparison shop. check out gold.freetalklive.com. The prices are right there. You can order online. You can call the telephone number. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only when you do you get some of the best rates when you buy a gold.freetalklive, but you help Free Talk Live too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number again here, 855-450-FREE. Right back into your phone calls. Josh was in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, gang. I have to cry BS on the statement that diseases are going to spread. You can't stop them from spreading. Therefore, there should be no border check.
This is Joshua.
The border check is with government control or some other kind of control. We know for a fact that you can't turn away people with communicable diseases that you don't want to spend the time and money to treat in your body politic. And you can and you will reduce them. We're seeing now in Britain because they've had to open their border, at least, among other things, to people from Eastern Europe where the communist bloc did not take care of its people. They're seeing diseases like tuberculosis resurging, which have been almost completely eradicated. And what's almost completely eradicated, I kind of think I have a right to have remain almost completely eradicated.
Well, I don't think you have any right to remain free from disease, but what would you propose, Joshua?
Try to spread a disease to me and see how much rights I have in that regard, seriously. I think we've had a lot on this show.
They just kind of, spread, though. I mean, there's not much you can do about it.
Yes, you can. When you have some area where a group of people agree, we'll let people in with this disease. You can keep those people out. You can do a medical check before they come in. It's called a national border.
So what would you propose?
What's the problem you want me to solve with this proposal?
Well, obviously people are able to cross the border, so-called, this imaginary line in the sand, in mass. I mean, you've got probably, what?
Citizens and non-citizens alike.
I don't even know how many people per day cross the southern and northern borders of this country. I don't know how many people per day pull in and out of the ports
exactly.
On the eastern and western sides of this country. So, I mean, we're probably talking about hundreds of thousands of human beings coming in and out of this country every single day. What would you propose? I mean, if it's a reasonable fear to be concerned about communicable disease.
I'm concerned about it. I just don't think there's anything you can do about
any
it.
Any one of those people could be carrying it, so what would you propose? Because right now they're all coming and going just, you know, pretty much without any kind of restriction besides paperwork.
Okay, well, the people that you normally call in about the border want it to be controlled like it used to be, where you had a small enough number of people that were sneaking in illegally that the diseases they were bringing was a small and manageable problem. A few dozen cases a year instead of a few thousand cases a year. Nobody's saying it can be entirely eradicated. Although I think with time it could be.
But the way that it was controlled in the past was that immigration was less stringent, so therefore more people could get through. And, now we've cracked down on immigration. The United States government has cracked down on immigration. So it kind of shows the harder that you squeeze, the more sand goes through your fingers.
Are we talking about immigration or illegal invasion? Are we talking about people who do the paperwork and go through the medical checks, which still exist? Or are we talking about people who sneak across the border? That is not immigration, sir.
But I don't think you can stop. I mean, like, if I have some terrible disease.
I think the solution is clearly to put armed guards at every single border crossing there is.
There is armed guards
with
for border crossing.
Even at the places that don't have guards now. I mean, they're slipping through. So we need more guards.
There are Indian nations actually on the border that span the border, and it would be interesting to find out how we would handle that particular instance, too.
Well, it's for the good of all the people.
Okay, I haven't heard any proposal. Joshua, maybe I'm just a little unclear what you're saying.
I haven't heard you define the problem that you want me to propose a proposal to.
Well, you're the one who's suggesting, if I misunderstood you, please correct me, but it seems like you're the one who's suggesting that there needs to be some sort of control on the border to stop people with communicable diseases from coming in the country.
I'm saying that there used to be. The main reason I called is because the stance that you two were taking was, because we cannot make it zero, we shouldn't do anything.
Well, right. No. My stance is freedom is important to me, and I'd rather not have my freedoms restricted for the paranoia about whether or not someone's going to come here with a disease, when right now there's nothing stopping some Mexican trucker from coming across the border and not having to there's nothing that's getting in the way
I don't think there's any medical tests at a lot of these border crossings. I don't think there's any checks at all.
Right.
A lot of the people get on the planes and fly. They don't have any sort of tests.
I've been to Canada.
That's the immigrant.
I drove up to Canada, and they just looked at my passport and let me right in. They didn't swab my mouth or take a blood sample. So
Canada's a straw man.
Well,
excuse me? Straw man argument. Their health department, their general level of health and immunity is the same as ours. Straw man, don't bring it up.
But my point is, I can cross the border without any effort. I mean, what do you think? Diseases come from people, and there are people that are crossing these
borders. It's the only border he's crossed.
Okay, the border.
No, I've gone internationally via boat before too. But you've got people coming in off of, you've got longshoremen, you've got people coming in off of boats from international countries all over the place that are moving product from point A to point B. Those people aren't being checked. So, are you going to propose medical checks?
No, that is a false statement, sir. That is a false statement. What? Get your licensing in merchant marine anywhere in the world to be properly accredited to go in and out of any port. You go through, you produce documentation that you got certain shots, that you...
Every time you leave the port, please.
No, not every time you leave the port, but within the ports that
do
these checks.
So you get the check
within
first.
Within the ports that do these checks, if you stay within those ports, there are diseases they know they don't need to worry about. If you leave and go to some other country... Let's say you're a mechanic on a ship, and you go to some place where, I don't know, just to pick one out of my ear, leprosy is real common. And I have no idea how contagious leprosy is. I know it's a bacillus, so I'm assuming it is.
I don't know.
Then, when you come back into this network of countries where leprosy is almost completely unknown, then they are going to make you go through a check. Keeping your license up to date, yes, sir, that is part of the process.
What about people on cruise ships?
There may very well be licenses for merchant marines, and it sounds fine.
Again, with the cruise ships, it's like going from Tennessee to Kentucky. When you take a cruise ship to Alaska or Norway, the health level and the medical systems are so similar that there's not a medical check required. There are there is a rating, and it's with your passport, when you're going to go to a certain place, you're going to be there. They tell you these are the shots you got to have.
Now,
and if you don't get those shots, you can leave, but you can't come back.
I've been to 13 or 15 countries, mostly via cruise ship, Italy, Greece, Heraklion, Greece, Crete.
How about Haiti?
Haiti I flew into. As a matter of fact, I didn't need any shots for that, just flew right in, took a private plane. It was pre-9/11.
Didn't you go to a hospital in Haiti?
In Deschampal, Haiti. I didn't need anything up to these. I mean, so, you know, they may license merchant marines, and okay, but they're not stopping the average traveler.
One license that you get one time, and thanks, Joshua, for the call, one license that you get one time isn't going to stop you from getting diseases 10 years or 5 years down the line or whatever when you go into some port somewhere with some dirty boaters, sailmen.
Let's talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah, we're coming up 855-450-FREE.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. You can see their banner, freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right. So, once again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll continue with your calls in a moment, but, Mark, you seem to think that you wanted to share some more on this paranoia about the idea that there's people with communicable diseases out there.
I know this is paranoia. And so it's real that people have communicable diseases.
Yes, but if you are constantly trying to stop people from coming and going from one place based on the fear that one of them might infect everyone, then you're living your life based in fear and based on paranoia that something awful might happen. So, therefore, everyone should have their freedom restricted is what the last caller was advocating, that people should have their freedoms restricted. We need to have medical tests. Everybody needs to be checked before they come in and out of the country. And it's just...
Well, I think that the suggestion is, and it's, you know, that, that you're trying, that the borders are legitimate, and I believe in private borders. I believe that if a group of people get together and say that we're going to have a border here, that border is legitimate if they own that land. However, what I don't think is legitimate is, I don't think that you can have a group of people that threatens a bunch of other people and kills a bunch of other people and then draws a line on a map and says, this here's our border, and we're going to protect it whether you, the citizen, like it or not. I personally want people to be able to travel across the border significantly more freely. But when talking about the area of communicable diseases, this was the last rivet on my border conversation I had with myself many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that, there are people coming across the border with drug-resistant tuberculosis, and maybe they've got leprosy, and they could have SARS and the bubonic plague or whatever. They could have all these things. And if you just want to set up border checkpoints where you test people for diseases and turn away or I guess you're going to incarcerate people who don't want to be quarantined, you know, whatever you're going to do with these border crossings, I fine and dandy. But understand understand that somebody who knows that they've got drug-resistant tuberculosis and has been turned away or whatever, they're going to slide across the border unless you do something that costs significantly more than what we're doing. This nation is broke, and it's not very good at stopping illegal immigration. All you have to do is take a look at the fence that the government built and, you know, go look for border fence on YouTube, you know, kids scale border fence. I saw some
teenage girls
going up that fence in less than 10 seconds. I mean, the government can't secure this situation. And this is what the conclusion I came to. Yeah, I think that this is an important issue. But I don't know how you're going to handle it.
Do you think if there were no public property, if everything was private property, you think this would still be such an issue?
Well, I think if you were dealing with as much smaller, essentially, nations of private property, then, you know, some people would be, you know, more and less open to these things, and you would see how these things go.
Right. It sounded like Joshua wanted to go and live on a, you know, some plot of land where people could, you know, be very restrictive as far as who comes in and who goes. And that's fine. If you want to have a little private neighborhood where everybody has to get
a lot of people
swabbed,
do essentially that. I mean, that's what deed-restricted communities
are. I've been to private neighborhoods, but I've never gotten a mouth swab to go into them. But if that's where you want to live, then maybe you can find some other people that want to live like that.
If
you don't walk around with masks on.
If you're only allowing people that live there, people that have been invited by those that live there, you're going to significantly diminish the amount of diseases coming in and going out. However, what you're dealing with is many of these countries that have situations like polio, they don't have much for immigration control. So people can go there. They do whatever aid they do. They bebop over from Karzai's hangout in Afghanistan on over to Bombay. Then they hit, Hong Kong, and then they're flying back into the United States. What are you going to do about United States citizens that have these things?
Exactly.
You know, what about vaccines? I suppose you can vaccinate. If you just have vaccination kiosks at the border, I'm fine with that.
I don't think vaccination is going to protect you from leprosy.
What's that?
I don't think you can vaccinate leprosy.
It won't do everything that much is true. I'm looking for steps towards more freedom, and the government uses the border as a huge springboard for tyranny.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if the government wasn't around, then the marketplace would come up with ways to deal with whatever diseases are threatening us.
That is, they're stifling innovation in medicine. So
they use the stifling
of travel, the right to travel, in order to, because they've stifled medicine.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Mark is in Indy. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and another Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, just great. Go ahead.
Well, just a comment about what you guys were talking about. Penn and Teller did a great bit on this about the whole border concept.
Yes, they did.
On their show. Also, I was wondering if you guys might know of like a machine, a device, or a process that could cut down, like, for instance, 1 ounce of silver into notes or certificates or something like that.
To cut down a physical ounce of silver into certificates?
Yeah, I mean, potentially use that for future currency, right? You know, people are buying silver now, ounces, that kind of thing, gold. I'm thinking silver might be the best form because 1 ounce of silver is about, what, $40 now? And if you cut that down into, like, you know, 40 different pieces and make, you know, essentially paper out of it or something like that.
Well, I mean, I'm no expert on how to make currency, but I don't know how well or successful you're going to be at pressing silver into paper. But there have been warehouse receipts, where essentially you would put silver into a bank, into some sort of a depository institution, and then they would issue a receipt to you saying that you have an ounce of silver in our vault, and then you can trade those receipts around to other people. That would be one way to handle that.
Okay, I don't know if it could be, I'm sure you could cut it down, but I'm just thinking people want to see some kind of, a YouTube video, they want to see some kind of proof that it can be cut down and that can be converted into paper, like a paper certificate, right?
Well, you can't actually convert the silver into a paper certificate. The certificate just tells you that you have the silver somewhere with some certified holder or agency. I think what you're talking about is simply melting silver and then recasting it into, or minting it into smaller coins is kind of what you're, at least that's what I'm led to understand.
Yeah, something like that. Something along those lines. Anything that can work on a small level, you know, like we use the dollar bill today.
I think you would probably be best off looking into making your own sort of minting forge, or you'd have to require some heat to melt the silver,
well,
of course.
This sounds like pork. Is it pork silver? The little cards they're making out of small pieces of silver?
Shire silver. Not a fan of that particular product, because when I look at that, I don't know if I'm looking at silver, if I'm looking at a piece of aluminum. I don't know what the quality is.
Self-certified? I mean, you need a second...
That's a big problem here, is looking at this product. Does it have legitimacy? Does it have value to it? Is it something you can look at and say, yeah, this looks real, or I trust this company, or this company has a reputation? And so the same thing,
anti-counterfeiting measures are important in creating currency.
Right, so that same question will have to be answered whether you're taking an ounce of silver and cutting it into a dozen pieces, or if you're taking that ounce of silver and creating a warehouse receipt and issuing a receipt in paper form to someone. If that receipt's not coming from a company that has reputation in the marketplace, it won't be easily accepted. Whereas if that receipt is coming from a company that everybody knows exists and everybody knows is good to, that this company's good at holding silver, we don't have any questions as to whether or not it's actually there, it's being audited, etc., then that would work. But trying to pass off silver pieces to people brings in the question of, well, is this legitimate? Is this a real piece of silver? Is this something with a silver coating on it? So there are all kinds of issues that need to be overcome with the idea of making silver into a more common currency. And I think that, again, that's something that the marketplace will have to decide through competition, through open competition, as to what the best ways of getting silver into people's hands are. Because to some extent, the reason why warehouse receipts came about was because people didn't want to carry a bunch of gold and silver around with them. It was a little bit riskier. It was also a lot heavier as well. You can carry several ounces of silver in your pocket versus a few pieces of paper. It makes a big difference. I hope that helps answer your question, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments, which are next. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Only moments remain, but still time for you and your thoughts at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so. All you have to do is join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $3, we'll invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, head to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can visit JJ via Freekeen TV, which is your current activism project that you've been working very hard on for the last 6-plus months here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, of course, there aren't too many liberty-oriented television shows out there, JJ, and Freekeen TV is one of a very few.
That's right. I'm also looking to do work making advertisements, video advertisements, graphics, and doing video work for monies.
How can people get in touch with you for that? Or see a demo reel slash get in touch?
Yeah, I'm working on that actually right now. I'm putting together a portfolio work.
Will there be like a website that we can point people
will.
To? Perfect. All right, we'll wait on that. And when it's ready, we'll let people know. In the meantime, you can see some of JJ's work over at tv.freekeen.com.
Excellent.
On a weekly basis, by the way, that show is produced. So 855-450-FREE, right back into you and your phone calls here. Let's talk to Tim in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking about money, paper money, like that.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know, what's the difference between 10 and 20 if it's paper? And I don't know. I just want to know your thoughts on that.
I don't understand the question.
It's the same thing. Well,
are you talking about government paper money or other paper money?
Yes, tender, legal tender.
Oh, well, there isn't a difference, right? Because it's all fiat. It's all printed.
They say it is.
Right. They say it is, and people believe that there's a difference. So, therefore, there's, you know, in people's minds, there's a difference.
There's an artificial scarcity due to their laws against counterfeiting.
You know, right. I think you can certainly see in it. Go ahead.
And the other one, what makes it different? That's my question.
Yeah, just people's imaginations, I guess. I mean, when you certainly can look at places like Zimbabwe and other locales where they've gone through hyperinflation, and we've seen situations where a $1 billion note won't even buy you a loaf of bread. So clearly, the zeros at a certain point, once they get past the crazy levels of inflation, they really don't make a difference at all.
Right, and this guy is talking about silver. Over gold, I mean, I would rather have gold, I guess.
Well, I'll take either. I mean, silver and gold are both valuable because they have market uses. There are people out there demanding silver and gold, so they can make products with them.
Silver is a lot easier to exchange in many occurrences, especially if you're buying or you're exchanging for a small amount of value on the other end. Now, with gold, like let's say if you had a 1 ounce gold round, if you don't plan on buying, you know, 1,600 fiat dollars worth of value, then if the person doesn't have change for you, you're going to get into some sort of quandary with whether credit is there or if now the person has a debt to you because they couldn't have given you enough change because you didn't sort of exchange enough value for that coin. Whereas silver is easier to, I guess, do that same thing because you have, you know, smaller denominations.
Strangely, as far as supply and demand goes, though, I mean, it's, you know, silver, as I've heard, there is less silver in the world than there is gold, but the price is significantly higher of gold, so I guess the demand's higher.
Tim?
I guess I thought the price of gold was higher than silver.
It is.
So it is, yes.
So you're saying, Mark, that the demand is higher for gold than it is for silver.
But there's less gold.
Right.
The supply of silver is lower than the supply of gold. However, the demand must be significantly higher for gold, because you would think that something that is more scarce would be more valuable.
Sure.
Anything else you want to comment on, Tim?
No, I guess so. That was it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Huge explosion of exposure for the Akeem Bearcat situation, which is the reason why I was out for the first hour tonight. I was at a city council meeting to oppose this tank that the police department's looking to get. There are 300 of these things in use at various different police departments around the country. Odds are good if you live in a medium to large size city, your department has at least one of these things. And they're designed to, you know, intimidate people. They look scary, and they are also designed to basically militarize the police, turn them into an even more militaristic force than they've ever been in the past. And a lot of people around here, at least, oppose that idea. There's been major pushback in the form of counter-protests, outreach, media being created. People in the Keene area, not just free staters, liberty activists, but people all over the place are very upset about this thing coming here. And it's splashed into national news now thanks to Radley Balco, who is a writer over at the Huffington Post, which is a fairly popular website. He's written up a lengthy piece. We're not going to share the whole thing with you here, but you can go to freekeene.com and you can find it linked to there. But what I thought was most interesting in this piece are some of the quotes from Jim Massary. Now, Jim Massary is the head of sales for Lenco. This is the company that manufactures the Bearcat attack truck. And some of the things he had to say here were pretty amusing, looking at what people how they're opposing his tank. And by the way, they did comment to us, the Bearcat salespeople, that they'd never experienced opposition like this. He backs away from any responsibility for the way the police departments use the trucks. Obviously, we know they're going to be using them in drug raids and other raids on peaceful people's homes and
violence,
like that.
Violent raids.
He says he has nothing to do with that. He's just, you know, making the trucks, so therefore he's not responsible for that. And the article goes on to talk about Free Keene, links to Free Keene, and mentions how
and
there are
I
a lot of...
And I think he's, to some extent, he's right. I mean, if somebody runs over their you know, wife with a car, that doesn't mean the car manufacturer's at fault.
Sure, I understand that. But if you sell something to someone with the knowledge of how they're going to use it, to some extent, I think there's a responsibility there. Like, if you walk into a gun store and you say, I'm going to kill my wife today, let me buy that gun on the counter, then I think at some point you as a vendor have the responsibility to say, you know what, I don't need to make the sale that bad. Have a nice day.
I think you should.
Right. Anyway, after talking about Free Keene, Massary says, these people are crazy. They hate cops. They hate the government. They remind me of the Jehovah's Witnesses who take on the Red Cross. Why is anyone listening to them?
Wow, yeah. Pulling his hair out, going, why am I having these problems? Why am I having to come to Keene and sit in this boring city council
meeting? He doesn't have to
come. Meeting?
Oh, he did because he wanted to save his sales.
Right.
Why he
could have stayed gone.
But, no, I don't hate cops. I actually gave a cop a hug the other day, as a matter of fact. I don't have any problem with cops just because they're cops. What I have a problem with is the police doing the wrong thing and hurting peaceful people.
What about them pulling their videos? How does that, you know...
You can't even see their photo gallery anymore online.
Keene, really?
If Keene is crazy, if these people are crazy, why did Lenco pull their videos and their pictures and such?
Yeah, shouldn't they be proud of their product and put it out
there? Exactly.
And by the way, the article then goes on to point out that it's not just free staters or liberty activists that are involved in this. There's a local New Hampshire native who is who has been spearheading this. And they have some business owners here that they quote. The owner of the Mexican restaurant downtown has a great quote in here. She says that this is a big topic in this small town, and I haven't met a single person who is in favor, says the owner of the local Mexican restaurant. She says, Keene's a beautiful place, it's gorgeous, and it's safe, and we love it here. We just don't want to live in the kind of place where there's an armored personnel carrier parked outside of City Hall. I mean, it's completely unnecessary, but it's more than that. It's just not who we are. And she says, they try to say it's free. Well, it isn't free. Taxpayers are still paying to put this militaristic thing in our town. And it isn't about the money anyway. It's about what kind of town we want to be. And I don't want to live in a town where the police think that they're the military.
Right. And the city council, you know, they're the same sort of extension of the police. They you know, because they're thinking, like we heard now Mayor Kendall Lane in a video, the first committee meeting about this. Oh, we're going to get ourselves a tank.
Yep.
You know. It's just like a child at Christmas Day waiting to open up that present and unwrap that armored personnel carrier.
I'm looking at their Facebook page, Linko Armored Vehicles at Facebook.com. And I'm looking at three posts down. Here's Appleton, well, I guess this is in Wisconsin, police department posing with their Linko Bearcat. Great pick, guys. Keep up the good work and stay safe. I mean, these guys look like they're ready to protect and serve somebody to death real quick.
Yep.
It's all scary. Black. Except for the blue and red flashing lights in the front of the Linko vehicle. And these cops are pointing their guns all over the place with the lights and that kind of thing. I mean, this is if you go to their website, you see that it's a weapon of war. Now, I don't think you're going to keep this vehicle out of Keene. I don't think you're going to have a lot of success
with
that.
Well, Massery doesn't think so. He says that we have Bearcats in 90% of the 100 or so largest cities in America. This is going to happen. It has already happened to resist. This now would be like saying police officers should scrap the Glock and go back to the revolver. It's a fantasy. So he's pretty certain he's got this one in the bag. But it's not over yet. We've got another 2 weeks as they put off the vote on this thing. So anything can happen. Stay tuned. More coming up. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at WeUseCoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at SpendBitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via SpendBitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at AU.SpendBitcoins.com. Once again, that's SpendBitcoins.com.